Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. The Shepherd's Crook exists to provide care, counsel, and resources for pastors. You can get more information at theshepherdscrook.co. My name is Jared Sparks, and I'm a pastor coming alongside other pastors, reminding them of the chief pastor. If I've ever had a micro podcast, this is it. Today I'm going to talk to you about the glory of Christian slavery, and we are going to Thanksgiving. This is going to release today. This is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And I want you to be thinking about how wonderful it is to have Jesus as your master and for you to be a slave. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. We're using language that makes people uncomfortable. Thank you that your word does not shy away from making people uncomfortable. Lead us and help us to see the glory in this. We know that you've given us so many different titles as Christians, and yet this one is so glorious, and help us not to miss the glory because of the word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Identities. Pastor, you've been working through this, I'm sure, as you are shepherding people and caring for people and preaching God's word. You enjoy talking about sonship, I'm sure. We have been adopted as sons. We love that title. We love that. We need to be thinking about that, and it is there's just glory in it. But when we get into the Bible, one of the things we recognize is there's different titles that God gives to his people. We, for instance, clay, sheep, sinner, saint, slaves, sons, friends, just to name a few. And within each one of these titles or identities, who we are in Christ Jesus, there's glory there. And we don't want to miss that glory. We want to see it, lean into it, declare it, proclaim it, and enjoy it, and encourage our people to declare it, proclaim it, enjoy it in their unique way. Like I said, we're already going to Thanksgiving. I did an episode earlier this week, and I just wanted to give you a little bit more to be thankful for. And I want you to be thankful that you are a slave of Christ. If you're not pastor listening in, and you're not regularly preaching or teaching or discipling in the ways that pastors do, you certainly are with your families. Be thinking about how you can apply this truth to them in such a way that's going to bring thankfulness. Now, when we think about slavery, the reason it's uncomfortable for people to talk about clearly in America is because we just hate that term. Around the world, slavery still exists in a massive degree. And in America, we just hate thinking about it or talking about it. But in the scriptures, it's there and it's not apologized for. Slavery is not universally sinful. Philemon was a slave owner, and yet he was not in sin. And this institution itself is appealed to when we get identity as Christians. God calls us slaves. Jesus actually bought us. He's our master. We are his slaves. We're his servants. And he's our master. There's glory here. And there's a particular glory to it that's not found in these other identities. We get our marching orders from our master. He gives us our mission and our purpose. We work for him. We don't work for ourselves or our glory. We work for him and his glory. We don't have to go out and find our mission and vision or purpose because he gives us all of those things and more. We don't have to provide for our needs because our master cares for us. He takes care of who's in his house, the servants in his house. Jesus does this. He takes care of all of our needs. He's not going to sell us to somebody else because he bought us with his very blood. We're not at the market. We're not going to be sold. There's no other lovers. There's no other users or abusers that are going to come along because we are protected by our master. Jesus is a really good master. He takes care of that which he bought. He bought us with his very blood. Now, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 6 gives us some insight into this. And the institution of slavery itself should be functioned in the way it should function in its way where it is, where it isn't sinful. And we're not going to go into all the outs of when slavery is not sinful. Most slavery and slavers are sinful. And in fact, enslavers, those who steal people, will not have any place in the kingdom of God. That's 1 Timothy chapter 1, I believe. But the non-sinful slavery is appealed to in the book of Philemon and in Ephesians and in different places throughout the Bible. And Paul willingly calls himself a slave of Christ, so it's not just those that are actually in the institution of slavery itself. But the function of slavery and master relationship should mirror the function of Jesus as our master and we are his slave relationship. And I get that exactly from chapter 6, verse 5. So you can see and understand how Christ is a master to his servants or slaves through the institution of slavery, and you can see how the institution of slavery, when it is present in a society, functions in the best way when it models Jesus being the master to his servants or slaves. So there's insight, two-way insight into how the gospel works and how we are as God's people and how the institution itself works as the people of God try to function in the world itself. Oh, so for instance, like, okay, how does father and son relationship work? We can understand a few things about how God is our father through the institution of fatherhood and sonship on this earth, but the thing we actually get a more clear picture of is how fatherhood should work in this world in light of God's fatherhood to us. So we learn fatherhood through how God is father to us. And in this instance, those in Ephesus who had slaves were learning how to be a master through how Jesus is a master to them. Here's what it says. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Pause real quick. I had somebody try to discredit all the content in Ephesians chapter 5 going into chapter 6 with fathers and sons based on this verse. And they said, hey, you know, if all this, that stuff about submission and leadership still applies, well then what about this verse? You know, what does it actually mean in verse 6 that bondservants should obey their masters? And what I responded with is slaves should obey their masters. That's what it says in the Lord, with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. And not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Bondservants or slaves of Christ. You and I, not just those that were in physical slavery, you and I as Christians, like Paul, like Peter, are slaves of Christ. And he is a really good master. He loves us and cares for us. He shows us how to have any power in this world or any kind of authority, those that are under our care. We don't have the institution of slavery anymore in the same way in this country. And yet those that are under our care and under our rule should experience good care and good rule from us. And the way Jesus is a master over us, we should be caring for those under our care in the same way. And I want you to march into Thanksgiving thinking about your identity as a slave. You are a slave of a good master. That is a good identity. There's glory there. Think about your slavery. You belong to Jesus. You have been bought with his very blood. That's a high price, and he cares for you. He takes care of all of your needs. Tomorrow, he is going to demonstrate how good of a master he is. When you eat a good meal around friends and family, when you experience that freedom that is in Christ Jesus, and by the way, that is true freedom. Being a slave of Christ is freedom. There's a slavery that looks like freedom in this world and a freedom that looks like slavery, and freedom is found in servitude, in slavery to Jesus Christ, our master. Tomorrow, you're going to experience and reap the rewards of being under the care and rule of a really good master. Enjoy it. Enjoy every single second of it, and you're just going to find glory there. Pastors, don't shy away from the truth, the fact that Jesus is a good master. There's so much goodness there. So anyways, like I said, this is a micro podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please like this, share this, subscribe, and leave a rating review on iTunes if you haven't already. There's glory in slavery. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and give thanks to God. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. For any more information, go to theshepherdscrook.co.